Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dear Michael William, happy birthday. You are four today. It seems as though you were born just seconds ago. Your first 4 years have been spectacular, and your dear old dad has loved every single second you've been part of this world. We are celebrating your fourth birthday in the great state of Maine, where so many of my memories are, and now we are making beautiful memories with you. This place is filled with wonderful people who have lived so much life up here. Some of them will be here for your birthday party, and some of them will be with us in spirit. But I hope you will find, like I have, that you feel this place is a place of memories and that this is your real home. I love you, little man, and I wish great things for you. You are smart, you are strong, you are funny, and you are so very, very kind that I can already see the man that you're shaping up to be. I can barely stand it. I love you so much. Sometimes it actually scares me. I am an older father, and I really think it's a good thing because being older means I can appreciate you all the more. And boy, do I appreciate you. Your mother and I still watch you on your little baby monitor when you go to sleep. And the other day, your mom said she wanted to keep that monitor in your room until you're 10. After 10, probably a good idea to get it out of there. I pretty much agreed that I'd like to do that, too. 4 years old today, Michael William. Today, for you, it will be all about the party, the toys, and the fun. But for me, it will be a time to think about how much you've made your old man's life better. I never stop thinking about how lucky I am that your mother brought you into this world. And I hope I'm here for a bunch of birthdays. Keep your fingers crossed. I do hope I'm here for a very long time. The bottom line is that moments like these are what it's all about. And someday, if you're a husband and a father, maybe somebody might save this little audio letter and let you listen to it. Just so you know that when you were a little guy, you had a dad that never stopped thanking God that you were born. I love you, Michael William. Happy birthday and a round of applause.
Yay, happy birthday.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning. It's Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. I wanted to get that out of the way. It's weird. I feel, being an older dad, that I do something like this for posterity.
Yeah.
That he can maybe somehow have it to listen to, because he's clueless right now.
Yeah, but you're not going to bury it in the backyard or anything. It's just going to continue to exist on the internet.
You know, look, the fact is Dirk Bastrick is older than I am, but when I'm dead... And when Dirk Bastrick brings out this tape, when he's 40 years from now,
yes,
when he's 112, married to Carla, I truly hope that he's like, here's something that your father recorded for you. But that's it. It's his fourth birthday today, so happy birthday
that's
to
sweet.
Remember William. It like it was yesterday.
And let's get right to your phone calls. I'm Wide Open Wednesday. Hi, everybody. I was going to put like music behind that and do that, but I figure I do enough schmaltz. And you just, when you do schmaltz, you don't want to overkill with schmaltz.
Disagree.
You don't
want to do it too much.
Oh, yeah, I know. You love it every day. We may pass through this world.
Her mother.
Oh, God. Corey, Spokane, Washington. We go to the early risers. For some reason, I feel like the pipeline for the push notifications for Wide Open Wednesday gets shot right out to the West Coast.
I think we've made the assumption, Mike, that everybody else on the East Coast is actually at work.
Or they don't give a rat's ass. That's what I kind of...
I'm going to think they're employed.
That.
Yeah,
no,
gainfully.
I think summertime people are just like, blah, 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 especially around where we are.
Oh, by the way, Mike, I did appreciate the way you spelled blah, 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 blah. On Facebook.
Thank you.
I clicked
Thank
like.
You. When I was responding to the guy.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that in.
What Rob's referring to... Hey, Corey, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hold on just a second, Corey. I want to finish up with what Rob said. So, Rob Leatherland... Which is a very great DJ name, you know.
But it's the worst amusement park.
Great store. Pony said great store. See, I've turned the volume up so I don't ignore you guys. Huh? You like that? Rob Leatherman wrote me after I took the trip aft like a fast food store story, and I got 70 out of like 100 or whatever, 90 or whatever it was. I wrote 70. I said disappointed, and the whole point of that was to make it cryptic,
right?
You know? And then of course Rob Leatherman just couldn't wait because he's that way, right. and he said, does that mean you're disappointed you went to so many of them, or that you didn't go to enough? You know, and so my response to him, what I wanted to do was, but I didn't do that. I wrote it.
Yes, and you have
to. Rob said it translated.
It did wonderfully. Yes,
that makes me happy. Corey from Spokane, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks.
Sorry for the pounding in the back. I've got some work being done at the house, so I don't know what they're doing that requires pounding, but there's pounding going on. Sorry.
Can't hear a thing, but and I can't speak for the guys on the East Coast, but over here on the West Coast, long live TMOS.
Oh, yay. Thank you, Corey.
Long live TMOS. We are glad to have you on the show. And how is everything out in Spokane, Washington? No volcanoes, I hope.
No volcanoes. Super hot. Great summer so far. So I just wanted to call and say, calling from the app. Got the notification this morning, and just wanted to call with a movie recommendation. Actually, have you?
Ooh, okay, that's good.
No, thank you.
Go ahead, lay it on us.
To see Tour to Pharmacy. It's a,
yes!
It's a very short satire movie.
I've seen it.
Oscar's excited.
Andy Samberg.
Oscar's excited.
You'll love it, Mark, Mike, and Rob too. It's
Mark.
It's great. There's a ton of celebrities, a bunch of sports athletes.
Lots of male nudity, Mike.
All right, well, check it out, Corey.
Danny Glover's
thank you.
In it. Danny Glover, Mike Tyson. The best part of the whole thing is Lance Armstrong in the series itself. It's fantastic.
Tour de Pharmacy.
What's
you
it about?
That sentiment.
You know,
sorry, I cut Corey off. I didn't. Not, mean to
no
do
that. I think it might have been a good move.
There are some films when you go through the guide that you're like, and then some films like, let me give this a shot, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if you're into spoof films, essentially it takes the Tour de France and then breaks it down to the Tour de Pharmacy, where there was one year that every single rider in the Tour de France was on drugs.
Doping. Yeah.
And they take that to the next level.
It's like a fake documentary, like a mockumentary?
Yes.
Oh,
and
cool.
It is so over the top, but also entertaining where you're sitting there, you're like, if I see male junk one more time.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Denver, Colorado and say hi to Travis. Good morning, Travis.
Morning. Hey. Hey,
good morning, Travis.
Travis, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just in a goofy
mood.
I'm
talking to somebody else.
A lot going on in the O'Mara household today. A lot going on here.
Well, they should know that the workers that you hear in the background, they're building the birthday trellis.
To commemorate?
Yes.
For the king. Yes.
Just like in Game of Thrones.
Prince Michael is four today. What can we do for you, Travis?
Hey, well, speaking of birthdays, I was calling up to wish my heterosexual life partner, Jason Reitz, a happy birthday coming up.
Reitz!
Mm. All right,
he's a good but, you know, firm and understanding lover. And, you know, him and I...
I am so confused, Travis, that I have to say, you said heterosexual life partners, so...
Well, you know, it can get confusing.
Yeah, they're really close.
Okay, so you have a buddy that you do that you're not gay. Are we going to establish that right? You're not gay.
They experiment.
But this, will you stop interjecting, please?
So I can
clear this up. Thank you. So this is like your buddy.
Yes. Yeah. Best friend since high school, and he still lives on the East Coast. And you know, the Mike O'Mara Show is one of those cool things that even though we rarely talk to each other, we can still constantly bond over.
Well,
you know, him and I still, you know, way back in the days played in the golf tournaments in our underwear with the Hooters girls as our
I remember that.
Sunny days.
Yes.
Sunny days.
A lot of times greetings so like this are in the mailbag where I can edit them. So
that's true.
In the future, why not put pen to paper and send me a letter?
We listen.
Right. Well, then you can't end it by saying "F you, Rob."
He got you.
You know what?
He got you.
That would sting so much more.
He got you.
That would sting a lot more if you came across as literate.
Oh, you know, he's gone already. Yeah.
Well, he'll hear it on the rebroadcast.
It. Yeah, it's not. That's not. You know, that's not fair. When the guy gets it, but you have to do the last word. You know, you have to acknowledge he kind of got you there at the end.
Did
you
he?
Didn't expect it from him? Did you?
No, I didn't. Didn't think he had the intellect.
Ben in Buffalo, New York, where our friend Jimmy is from. Go ahead, Ben.
Jimmy.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
What?
I knew he couldn't get it through.
Hold on. Let me give the Russian translation there, okay? If we're, you know, I don't want to nitpick, but it's one
certainly
of those phone
not.
Scans today. I have to tell you that. What's up it going? I believe you said what's up it going. Did you not?
I tried to say, well, how's it going, but I'm a little
But
nervous.
It turned to what's up, and you combined. It's happened before.
Do you remember we had a guy in studio once, and all he could muster was, how's it?
How's it? How's it? Ben, are you a Bills fan?
No, I'm actually a transplant from Baltimore, so Ravens guy.
Oh, how are nice. You finding? Nice. How are you finding the mecca of Buffalo? Do you like it up there?
It's not too bad. There's no snow yet. I'm here to take the bar exam, and that's what I wanted your advice on the bar exam.
Jesus, I mean, I'm not bright enough to dole out advice on a bar exam.
I believe Jimmy took the bar exam up there.
Yeah, but that was a pub crawl.
Oh,
yeah, that was a long pub. So what? Why would you call you know, uneducated except for Oscar?
Yeah, I took a pre not bar exam, but even the logic games and the LSAT were too hard. And I said, you know what, lawyering isn't for me. I'm out of here.
You're right on.
Well, you hear brilliant people that have taken it once or twice or three times or even four times.
JFK Jr. failed twice.
Yeah, John Paul Flame failed once.
This is all making me feel better.
Ben, when is your test scheduled? When are you scheduled to take it?
It starts on Tuesday, so it's all day Tuesday, about 8 hours, and then Wednesday is the last day, and it's another 8 hours.
How is it? Is it like a multiple choice, like a Scantron thing? Is it an essay thing? How does it work?
The first day is all written essays, and it can be on basically any area of law. And the second day is 200 multiple choice questions, 100 in the morning, 100 in the afternoon. And again, it can just be on any area of law.
Let me ask this. I love this insight into taking the bar exam. So would I be safe in saying that the true challenge of the bar exam is the first day when you've got to do all of that? Obviously, you have to study and know your law for the multiple choice, but the essay part where they throw something at you that you literally have to write a brief for, that's got to be the biggest challenge, I would think.
Oh, definitely. I think everybody feels that way because the questions can come out of nowhere. The fact patterns are a little crazy. There's, you know, 15 different car accidents, and you have to figure out who's liable for what, and you know, where the money goes, which is the important part.
But here's the thing, Ben, and Rob and I were talking about, why did Red Solo Cup come up when we were talking in the pre-show? What was the reason? You just found the song?
Well, we sang it yesterday because of my neighbor.
Right,
and
okay.
Then I thought it was necessary to bring it up, yeah.
I think, Ben, you know, you just nose to the grindstone, get it done, get the bar passed, and then you're in the elite.
Yeah, you do what you want.
You're smarter and you're brighter than everybody else, so you can do it. I mean, look at Bob Odenkirk, you know, Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that's
true.
I mean, he's a bottom feeder lawyer, and look at he's smarter than everybody else. And here's the great news. If you pass the bar exam and you become a lawyer and you can practice law in the great state of New York, I will tell you, I've noticed that people are getting dumber in America. So
true.
You're going to be, I mean, it's going to be aces. They're going to be hitting each other over the head with beer bottles and things like that. And they'll sue each other because somebody didn't get an aisle seat in an airplane. Mm-hmm. Life is going to be, life, in my humble opinion, if there's one thing that I have certainty of, it is that lawyers will continue to flourish and thrive in these great United States.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah.
I hope that motivates you, my friend. I really do. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good
Ben,
luck,
will you text us or somehow communicate with us whether
text
you pass
Rob.
The bar
What's
or not,
What's your number,
please?
Rob, again?
It is 1-800-F-ROB.
Thanks, Ben. We appreciate it. Let's go to Gaithersburg, Maryland. Mike in Gaithersburg. You're on the show. Whoa, whoa. How are you? We got to take a break here in a second. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? It's Mike. I wanted to call and say thank you for having Penny and I on last month. It was a blast.
Oh, Mike Dye from the
Lake
show.
House,
yeah, exactly.
Lake House
great.
Deluxe.
Yes.
Well, Lake Houses. Wait a minute. Lake Houses with the Kardashians.
Lake House. Right. Bargain.
The black.
The real Housewives of the Lake.
That's what it is. Yes, must be.
That's
it.
The one.
Right. Oh, no, pick your house out, buy it, and then we'll put it on TV and fake a whole
fake lake house show.
Fake house.
It was. I was just telling my son last night. We had more fun doing the Michael Mara show than we had filming the episode.
Aww, it was so much fun going down.
And you made about the same amount of money.
That's so sweet.
We did. It was awesome.
Are you calling it's from funny. The lake? Are you calling from the lake? Let me just try to squeeze a word in here. Are you calling from the lake? He likes media. Are you calling from the lake house?
No, I'm calling from I-270, completely congested. At 9:30 in the middle of summer.
Yeah. That's brutal. The worst. That's the worst. Would you ever do, Mike, let me ask you this. Would you ever do reality television again?
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Okay.
I'm an attention whore. You know?
He's honest.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. And hang in there with that commute, okay?
Thanks,
we appreciate
it.
Continue to stay in touch and let us know when you're on the next reality show.
You got it, boy. See ya.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, he should do that new show, Candy Crush. America loves it.
Candy Crush?
Yeah, there's a game show based on the game Candy Crush. Right, I can't even make myself watch it.
No. We got a lot of people standing by from... not going to make this guy wait. Hold on. We got a guy from Springfield, Virginia and Buffalo, New York again. Might be the same guy. No, it's Bill from Buffalo.
Bill!
Let's go. But we have to go to Japan right now. Hello, Japan. Let's go to Jonathan in Japan. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello, Mike. I just have a quick question for you.
Yes.
Can you count down the top five times that Rob has disappointed you?
Oh man.
There is a theme, and you know what? I love it.
This is not the most... This is not the first time we've gotten a surprise attack from Japan.
Well done.
That's good. I don't want to go to the commercials because we've got a guy from Japan here, and I have to put some thought to that.
Charming
if I'm going to answer that. What part of Japan are you calling from, Jonathan?
I'm calling from Kyushu. It's the southern island.
Oh, yeah. You know that, Mike. That's the island that has Mount on it.
Oh, stop it. Come on. Be nice. Wrong. Be nice to Jonathan.
Yeah,
Jonathan,
I will.
What time is it? Is it tomorrow in Japan?
It's 10:42 p.m. Wednesday. I'm a little drunk, so I don't know exactly.
Time machine.
That's a 10 call. You know what? Let me just say the thing about the Rob list. Was it the top five?
Top five.
Disappointment. The top five. I would give you the list today, but it changes so rapidly.
Yeah.
Is it something you could together for tomorrow's show?
You know what? I can only do really is react to the most recent disappointments, and I've got it actually. If you want the, we're going to be having a very special interview with a very special person, Tim Bertina.
Yes,
and it's going to be our debut episode of Little Slices of Maine, which Rob pleased me by not only booking Tim Bertina but creating the idea for something that I can do called Little Slices of Maine. And then in the same like exercise, he disappointed me by like jumping through hoops for her schedule, like our schedule didn't matter. So that would be, but really on the scale of major disappointments, that didn't bug me that
That's
much.
Not that big.
But it was kind of a throwback to the fact that we're always like, what can we do for our guests?
We've always
done that. It's never, can the guest be on our schedule and can the guest be on the live show? It's always, have we not always jumped through hoops for our guests?
Mike, that is so disappointing.
Thanks, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Yes, Rob. Other than that, I could go on all day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mister, my family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again.
Yes, you will, precious. You will get the hose.
Okay.
Sick.
Okay. Mister, if you let me go, I won't press charges, I promise. See, my mom is a real important woman. I guess you already know that.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Please. Please. I want to go home.
Please. He places the lotion in the basket.
Rob.
I want to see my mommy. Please, no. I want to see my mommy.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Put the f***ing lotion in the basket.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
I want to say one thing is that, you know, when I produce a show up and I have to listen to the tape over and over again, especially the out cue, and I fell in love with what he says, basket!
He changes in Silence of the Lambs. He changes the register of his voice completely.
That's why the scene is so funny.
Rob, the tradition. We have a new one. We have a new one to add. Rob and I play the most horrific clips from horror movies, and it's pure comedy. I cannot tell you that. Okay, that erases any disappointment at all.
That's
for the
sweet
month.
Of you. Thank you.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the now. We are on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. It's Wide Open Wednesday. Phone lines open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We are on now, and we'd love to hear from you. Our show today brought to you by Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Accessible on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. No DVDs to worry about. Use it wherever you go. Programs like P90X, Insanity. That's one you did, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Insanity.
21-day fix extreme, T25, 3-week yoga retreats, so much more. It's the total package. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance. You can design your workout schedule from over 600 different workouts. And for nutrition, Beachbody On Demand includes Fix 8. That's a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has over 1 million members, including Mrs. O'Mara,
hey,
who works out every day to her tablet. Good. That's beautiful. What she does. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free trial membership. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform free. Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand. And let's take a couple more calls before we get the show underway. Let's go to John, who's been very, very patient in Springfield waiting for us. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Mike. How's it going today?
It's going great. It's my son's fourth birthday. It's a fun day up here. We're going to have the whole family, and I mean my family. Mm. So rare for me, coming over 5:30 this afternoon for a big birthday
awesome.
Party. It's going to be great. Yeah, I'm real happy about it.
Yeah, listen, I've called up the show a couple of times before about this subject and was wondering, in that book that you're planning on writing,
yes,
are you going to go through and to address a chapter on the benefits within a marriage of marrying a woman whose mother you're older than?
You know, I don't think I could get away with writing a book about how not to be an old fart without including my own personal story. The lead of it is that, but you know what? I'm looking at this book more as observing behavior of old people and not my personal thing, because I think if I threw that in there, that might just be. But I'll be honest with you, being around younger people is one of the keys to to not being an old fart.
I think what
you
need to do, Mike,
is yourself, you're in trouble,
you need to mention that in the about the author part, because it gives you cred.
Yeah, yeah.
With
yeah.
a picture of me going.
That's right, with a pipe.
With both Carla and Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Two calls from Buffalo today, gentlemen. Let's go to Bill in Buffalo, New York. Bill, you're on the
Buffalo
Mike
Bill.
Show.
Oh yeah, he used to skin his
oh
humps.
My God, that's so
I thought
weird.
That's why he wrote. I thought that's why he played it, not because I thought that's why he played it, because Buffalo Bill was on the lot.
That's right, Dr. Lecter. Yeah.
Hello, is this Buffalo Bill?
Oh man,
how are you, Buffalo Bill?
Hello there, Clarice. I have a couple of questions.
I don't know, man. I have a couple questions that when I read stories to my kids, I've noticed that I've taken a couple of your guys' voice cues. I always say lions, and I always say strawberries.
Wait, hold on. We laughed during the first one. You said you always say lion, and what's the other one that you do?
When we read The Very Hungry Caterpillar, I always say, on Thursday, he ate through full strawberries. And I just from listening to the show, just like through osmosis. But I was wondering, I have no idea what the origins of those two things are. So I was just, I know.
Okay, strawberries, the strawberries part is just kind of a British way of saying strawberries. And yeah. It's kind of an elitist British thing. Mm-hmm. The lion is from The Wizard of Oz. When Oz, the great and powerful, what about you, lion?
Yeah, and then he runs and jumps through the glass.
And frankly, okay. The strawberries could probably be the same thing. What it is the artificial British dialect that was used in film in America in the 30s and 40s.
There's a million articles about it online if you want to read about it, that they actually taught actors to speak that way in that era. Also, the strawberries, sometimes it leans a little towards the Caine Mutiny. We have done that before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but that's
strawberries,
the,
though.
Ah, they're strawberries. Strawberries. Yeah. But the thing about it, that's a totally different
that
one.
That is.
The best example of that can be found in Radio Days, the Woody Allen movie.
Yes.
Mia Farrow gets elocution lessons, and suddenly she begins to talk like this. So mm-hmm. That's the origin of both of them. Let's go to, where are we going right now? We're going to Chuck. Chuck in Bakersfield, California.
Beautiful.
Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, TMOS. This is Chucko the Clown in Bakersfield, California.
I love Chucko.
Chucko, I don't want to make you jealous.
Been a fortnight.
I don't want to make you jealous, but I will tell you that on my show prep today, I have actually written down another clown that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, wow.
And I will send you a prize, a TMOS t-shirt from the vault, if you can tell me the clown that I plan on talking about today. He is probably the most popular online clown today, working today.
Man.
Can you get that, Chucko?
Yes, and he's on America's Got Talent. That is Puddles the Clown.
Oh, yes!
Man!
Chucko for the win.
Yes.
Today it was a Pink Floyd piece that I watched, mm-hmm. and I could not. I watched the whole thing, and
Puddles.
I don't watch that. Puddles the Clown.
Yes.
Pretty amazing stuff. Chucko, that could be your key. If you, if you started singing and in full makeup, you might be able to take it to a whole nouveau level.
I saw him live. He is amazing.
Oh, you did? You've seen him live?
Yes, that's right, in Hollywood.
At the clown convention?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
I guess he doesn't entertain questions from you.
He's never like
no.
me.
Yes, Chucko.
I have a title for your new book.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, when you're doing your clown work, do you move at this blistering speed?
Hey, Rob, I've got the subscription in the mail to you. You'd said on one of the bonus shows, which I am a subscriber of.
Thank you, Chucko.
About wanting to be a clown, so I'm going to get you into the clown organization.
When did I ever say that? Did I honestly say that, and in what circumstance?
Ladies and gentlemen,
it was on a bonus show, as a matter of fact.
I am going to stop everything right
stop
now.
It. Stop
everything.
The
idea of you.
You stop it right there.
The idea of you in full clown makeup.
Certified.
Would be the thing that makes Puddles a smash is that Puddles is a big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
but
a
you
big
see,
guy
but then
with
I'm
big
then
features.
I'm standing in Puddles' shadow. He's already done
you
that.
You could be pudding.
No, that's like saying you're standing in a clown shadow.
Puddles
that,
and pudding.
Clowning is clowning, and you could come up with
clowning
your own.
Clowning is clowning.
You could come up. What if it was like this? What
okay.
if at the very end? What if we gave you a 20-minute break during the live show in New Orleans?
Sure.
And you ended the show with and we don't reveal your clown name. We don't reveal your clown outfit. But we make the end of the live show you. And then
he puts on his own show.
But I mean, it would have to be. And then
I'd need an act. I need to put together an act.
No. The act would be simply we interview you at the end and you just come out. It'd be like 15, 20 minutes at the end of the
show.
But
what if I wanted to be like a classic mute clown?
Like a black and white clown?
Because that's an impossible clown for you to
play. That's true.
I'm just, to be perfectly honest.
Just trying to, you know, field out the things. Yeah, we can just, yes, we can do this.
Think about it. I'm always, you know, as we're getting close now.
Or insane clown posse.
Yes.
It could be, you know,
a juggalo.
Your love of horror could be involved in it to a certain extent. Yeah. You know, it would be
Pennywise.
Oh my God. You would be the star. It would be all about you.
I don't crave the attention, but I do crave the approval. So yes, we can do that.
It'd be something where, you know, and then we take you backstage.
Here.
I think you know what it is, Mike.
Hold you down, you come out and everything's great.
It would definitely be a clown with a shady past.
Do you know how I came out with like the BS Frank Sinatra crap at the end of our last show?
Sure, I loved it though.
This is a similar type of closing number.
Yeah.
You know, we're pleased, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
yours
required less scrubbing.
This is that's the only. That,
we'll
you know
buy
what?
In bulk.
Hey, Mike.
You just like
Mike.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I forgot Chuckle. We had this loser on the phone.
Hi, Chuckle.
Mike, let me just get the title of your book. It's a suggestion. You tell me if you like it or not.
Go ahead. Lay it on me, Chuckle.
Okay. My left hip.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You jerk.
My left hip. Thank you very much. That's very, very kind. See, in a way, that's Chucko telling me that I'm being a hypocrite talking about old people with everything. Sharon from Maryland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, boys. Happy birthday to little Michael.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. That's very nice of you. I appreciate that.
I just wanted to call you as a fellow degenerate gambler. I was absolutely fabulous yesterday.
Shocked,
the fancy word. You know, I've done 4 countries, 12 states, and you've never been to Dover Downs? I don't know what to say.
I've never been to Dover Downs, and let me tell you, I'm going to give you a secret here, and I'm going to hope my wife is not listening right now, but I'm going to tell you this. I am planning to go to my 40th year class reunion this weekend in Connecticut, and I have been given permission because my mother-in-law arrived last night. I have been given permission to skate out Friday evening and do an overnight. My buddy, who I'm staying with, is playing in a golf tournament, so I don't have to get there to see him like till 3 or 4 on Saturday. And my plan is to stay in a hotel overnight, get ready for the reunion, arrive dressed for the reunion, and just meet him, put my stuff in a bedroom, and go off to the reunion.
Okay.
So the fact is that I have to have somewhere between Maine and Hartford, Connecticut, I have to find a place to hang my hat.
Kill
and
time.
There is no truth to the rumor that I was actually Googling best casinos in New England yesterday afternoon.
Roughly halfway between the two locations that is clean, well-reviewed, and has table gaming.
Or perhaps past Hartford, about 45 minutes.
Foxwoods?
Thank you, Oscar Santana.
Yeah, that's a casino you can win or lose.
You can say that for almost any casino.
That's true.
Sharon, we are broken people, but we believe in self-hypnosis, so keep playing those slots.
I'm just going to tell you, if you do make it to Delaware and you pick one for Delaware, pick Dover Downs, because you have the hotel, you have the spa for the wife, you have the pool for the kids, you've got 5 restaurants, just like the mini Tropicana, and with 2,300 slots, I think you can find your Elvis and a few other things you might like.
Wow. 2,300 slots. Thank you, Sharon. Honey, we're going to take a detour on the way down to Florida.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I drove from Maine to Hartford, and it only took 62 hours.
62 hours. All right, let's say one more, then we are done with Wide Open Wednesday for today. Let's go to Peter from Tyson's Corner. It's Peter in Tyson's Corner. Hello, Peter.
Good morning. This is Peter Throckmorton. How are you today?
Hello, Peter. Well, you know, I just thought you'd sound like this, Peter.
Of course.
What can we do for you? What's going on in the world of Peter?
I just wanted to say love you guys. You helped me make it through so many hard times. Mike, I've been listening to you since the early days of WAVA mornings.
God bless you, Peter, and hang in there, because I know it's tough. Summer in D.C.
Yes.
Not the greatest thing in the world. You know, Peter, you're a good man, and that's a perfect way to end Wide Open Wednesday.
Beautifully
done. Fantastic. And,
the concrete canyon known as Tyson's Corner, Mike.
Rob, it could be big.
It will be big.
Pudding.
Oscar, you want to clear your throat?
Pudding.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Come back. Lots to talk
pudding
about
the
on the
cloud.
Michael Myers show.
Pudding. White pudding. Yes.
Question of the day. We'll come back and discuss. Should I bring a tape recorder to my 40th reunion? And
ooh,
if so, we'll discuss it. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookie Show. This week on CNC, we find out Rob and I both have bizarre tales of Beaufort, South Carolina. One involves water sports and the other has a breakdown. But they're 34 years apart. All that and more on the Cake and Cookie Show.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're thinking about refinancing or even wondering about it, you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Our office mates here at TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters will get the process moving fast and easy. They'll advise you on whether or not it's right for you. And you can even meet Tater the Dog.
Yay, Tater.
Woo! Tater the Dog. Come here, Tater. Tater! Tater! Come on over here, Tater.
Actual audio.
Hi, Tater. I want to refi my house. Tater, can you hand me that pen? Cornerstone First Financial.
Who's a good boy?
Oh, my God, help me. Anyway, Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. They treat it like Oscar, like a king, but I don't care. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida, Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every single opportunity, and we like them. They're good people.
Good folks.
And you'll find that, too. You'll enjoy that. It's wonderful. Here we go.
Right, Tater?
Isn't that right? See, kind of a silly joke that, I played an Oscar into Rob, and so when I'm doing something, like Rob plays the Silence of the Lambs for me. For
yes.
Me,
yes. Yeah.
Oscar, the reason it's funny is Tater is so sweet.
He's so sweet.
Super,
yes.
Super sweet.
Good
dog.
Good boy.
I had this little playlet in my own mind that you're going into.
I'm sorry, Mike. Not all the devices got the push notification this morning, and I'm getting to the bottom of that, basically.
Okay. But I got that vibe. But we're fine.
Yeah.
And we got enough calls.
Yeah.
And that was,
did Tater
that was
get the
okay.
push notification?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Because if he didn't, he might be really mad.
And when there's a problem.
Tater, with your smartphone.
And when there's a problem like that, I freak out because I'm like, oh, my God, how long is this going to take to fix?
Right.
So let's get on it.
Yeah, because the push notifications on our new app are actually the main reason that Wide Open Wednesday still survives.
Yeah.
Because if it were to take, say, 2 days to fix it, that's 14 days to Tater.
Yeah.
Last night as...
dummy.
I have to tell you this. This is the way I'm looking at it, okay?
Okay.
40th, two things I put down. I'm so preoccupied with my 40th year class reunion that I put it on my show prep list twice and didn't even know it.
Realized
it.
Okay.
Right now when I looked at it. Two things. I'm bringing a recorder to my 40th. And
the baby guy we were experimenting with yesterday? With the handle? It's so cool.
My Zoom.
Oh, it's great.
Ah, nice.
My Zoom right here, which I trained myself on and super easy to use.
Yes.
And the thing is, questions, I thought... It might be. Carla loved the idea because she said you could ask questions early in the reunion and then you could ask questions later in the reunion.
We would have to play them in sequence.
It could be interesting.
It should.
But later on, I wrote 40th reunion, mixed emotions. And I did my 30th 10 years ago, so there was no problem with that. I really didn't think about it.
Did you take a microphone there?
I didn't take I took a woman 21 years younger than me. She's not coming to this one, even though Gammy offered to babysit, but Gammy's only up here till Monday, and that's the whole weekend. That's 10 hours of driving. I didn't think that was fair for Carla to see her mom. So the thing is, it's going to be me solo, and it's just, I'm obsessed with it.
Now, obsessed in an excited way, dread.
It's like definitely mixed emotions.
What are the emotions at play? Is it part of it the fact that you have no idea what to expect?
I think part of it, first of all, in the land of social media, you get to see so many people. You get to see the committee members that are there.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see pictures of people on Facebook that are coming. You see everybody. That too. That's
some of that,
true.
That's at play.
But the idea of Your 10-year reunion is kind of cool because you're still kids and you're coming back after 10 years. You know, if you go to your 25th or something like that, it's a big deal. 30, which is the first one I had gone to in years, It was a surprise that I did not recognize some people.
Oh. You mean you didn't 40, recognize them based on the fact they just had changed physically so much? Okay.
40, there is no way to recognize anyone. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule where you look at people and go, oh my God, that girl looks exactly like she looked in high school. Pretty stunning. Same hair, same everything. And then
same
there
outfit.
Are buddies of mine. They're same outfit.
So wearing a then denim jacket still.
They're buddies of mine that are unrecognizable. Like completely, if I didn't
but
have
you
a
are
Facebook
recognizable.
Page,
you are recognizable.
I don't
I've
know
seen,
about that.
No, I have seen pictures of you from your early college years. We put together your This Is Your Life thing. You still look like you.
Well, fortunately, being fat for a long, long
has preserved
period
you?
Of one's life has preserved my look. It's but here's the thing.
It's your silhouette.
Yeah, like Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes.
My buddy Joey said something to me like, at this one... The cool thing about this one is that nobody gives a rat's ass about like where you are in the world.
And you know what? So, that is big
which,
at the 10.
Prior to this, everybody did.
The 10 is
did you
the,
go
probably
to your 10?
The biggest for that because, yeah, I went to my 10 and we had a 20. They blew off the 25. But the thing about the 10 is everyone's out of school and they want to know where you're at and what you're doing.
I never went to any of my reunions.
I wish
That's
we
nuts.
Had. I wish we had a 19th.
Yes.
Because at my 20th, I was fat and unemployed. Literally. We had just been fired.
You went there fat and unemployed?
Yeah, but if we had the 19th, I would have been on WJFK and like 50 pounds lighter. It would have been awesome. So but it is all about where you're at. It's nice that you're at a point where you don't have to sweat that anymore.
At your 40, and Joey mentioned this, my buddy, and then I thought about it, and he's absolutely right. It doesn't really matter. It's more about
how healthy you are.
That you made the trip.
I'm serious. Yeah. Like that's
no, that's so. You know that might be an element. No, it's not like we're going to say who's alive, who's dying, who's dead. The fact is, it's just, it's. I can't describe it. It's not. There is a little anxiety. There's not a tremendous amount of
care
joy
at this point in your life. Like you've
no,
made
no, but
your
there
bed,
may be,
right?
There may be depression just over the main elephant in the room, which is the fact. That we're all old.
That you're
That's
all
it.
On deck.
And you know what? Yeah, you're all on deck. And also,
deck.
You can compartmentalize True. Your age and the fact that you're progressing down the road of life. But when right. you're surrounded by your contemporaries, doesn't it make it a lot more real?
I think what it does is you... I think the leading up to it, the anxiety is foolish.
Right.
And when you get there... It's probably going to be pretty incredibly joyous.
Yeah, and you're, but you see, anything you have anxiety about, anything you're anxious about, everyone else is having the same feelings.
Yeah,
I go
also,
yeah, go ahead.
Can I clarify something? And it's been actually bothering me for some time, is that, Mike, you're 58 years old, right?
Right.
And, like, well, I know that you've gone through some trials and tribulations as far as your health is concerned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're old at all.
No, I appreciate
everyone's
that.
On your side.
No, like I don't think 58 is old. I don't think that's at all old.
I, you know, I agree with you, Oscar. I do.
Do you think it has anything? And I don't want to put down anybody in the fam here. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that I am the youngest of the family up here? Do you think that
yes.
has anything to
well,
do with
that? Well, that's part of your
that's
part
your
of
perspective.
Your makeup. Yeah.
That is your perspective.
That is my perspective. A little
yes,
bit. You know, it really. You know, I think. When we go over to
if you're here
friends.
In DC and you're 58 and you're hanging out, dude, you're like you're in the workforce.
Yep.
You're working every day, you're slaying the dragon, you're driving to work, you're coming like this that's still young.
All right, I am going to tell you that I probably obsess on it and I'm probably very normal in obsessing about it and you're probably right that the average person 55 to 60 probably is in that zone, but the fact is that when you look at people myself when you see the you become at this age after 5'5" after the double nickels
right
didn't really bother me or occupy my time thought about it when I turned the big 5'0" when you get to the 5'5" you start just becoming aware of the speed of it That's it. Do I think I'm... No, I agree with you, Oscar. Do I think I'm old? No. I don't think old. I don't act old. I'm less mature than anyone on the show. The fact is, I love hanging around with children, and I mean anywhere from 2 years old all the way up to 40. You know, the fact is, I... The thing is, though...
That's his demo.
Yeah, counts me out.
You become aware of it. Now, when I'm down in Florida, I feel like I'm 14.
Well, you...
Because I look at everybody
going... surrounded by 80-year-olds. I think one of the reasons...
The reunion's just weird. I can't even articulate it because it's scrambling my brain
a little
bit.
What it is also, I think this, and tell me if I'm wrong, you have some anxiety because people fear the unknown. You don't know what to expect.
I will tell you this, and I don't mind telling the truth about it. I am attending my reunion out of a sense of obligation, to be perfectly honest with you. I felt as though that this type of behavior, as I get older... is the right thing to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
that
you could blow it off, but you're gonna go.
You could blow it off, but I feel as though I'm going to try to say yes to more things because does it require a little effort? Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be in the car for 10 hours going to this thing. The fact is, I think it's important. I think my friend, my best friend Joey, came to my mom's funeral. I will never, ever, ever forget it, that when you go basically a lifetime and you haven't seen this man, and then he brings his wife to your mom's funeral after all these years, how could I not? He was on the committee, so that was it. I felt like I owed him. And now I've allowed myself to, you know, look forward to it, but also it's just crazy, crazy emotional state. Like, oh man, am I going to be sad?
Well, you know what?
Be sad seeing everybody.
You had a blast when you went to the one for Termite Terrace or wherever it is at MAU.
That's... I'm glad you brought that up because that is one other little wrinkle in this. That this is another little voice in my head that's going, control yourself, control yourself, control yourself. As you may remember, the last time I went, when I went to my 30th, I was in the parking lot of a McDonald's with my wife who was driving, and I was so loaded that I could not tell her how to get to my childhood home. That cannot happen. I don't like hangovers like that anymore, and I will not be driving back from Connecticut to the great state of Maine with that kind of hangover. I will not do it.
It'll be a $600 lift.
Mike, you weren't here for this episode because you were on... You're actually traveling. You weren't even on vacation. Yeah. There's a little vial size, I guess, drink that you can get from Amazon.
Supplement. It's a supplement.
It's called Motive. Motive. And I
sounds good for you.
I have 50 of these at the house, and I take one of these, and you don't have a hangover. As long as you take it, it's before you go to bed.
Hey,
that's
sometimes
it.
You do have a hangover if it's July 5th, but it does make it less.
Yes.
It does help. It's electrolytes. Plants love it.
What I'm going to really do is I have so much more fun when I just have three or four drinks during the course of an evening.
That's not going to happen, Mike. You know that.
You're going to have three or four drinks waiting for that guy to get...
ourselves.
You're going to be in that guy's parking lot garage waiting for him to come and let you in at 3 o'clock, and you're going to have three or four drinks
Mike,
there.
Tonight I have a dinner.
We have a designated driver.
I have a dinner with one of my old classmates from school, right? And I said, Shannon, tonight we're not getting hammered. He's invited us out. He's in town. Like, this is going to be fun to catch up. And then I woke up this morning and I looked at Shannon and I said, never mind. Like, it's going to be catching up. It's going to be drinks. Yeah. It's going to be rough.
You are aware of the schedule tomorrow, though.
Yes.
Correct?
I'll be
yes.
here.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm great when I'm hungover, Mike.
The
you know
best.
This.
You are funny when you're
hungover. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, and when he's sober. Yes. He's never not funny.
Yes.
I know.
Someone Chuck goes on.
It's terrible. All my obsession. One of the reasons I'm thinking of... No, Carl, I don't want to mention that again. One of the reasons I'm thinking about going to the bad place when I'm on the way down there is that then I'll get that kind place. Of... I get that kind of vice... Vice thing.
Get it out of your system?
Nothing.
Were you making a...
No. We had this conversation.
You're going to probably have to edit that.
Yes,
yep. Sorry.
Yes, yes.
I apologize. Yes. I'll be fine. You tell him...
Wait, no, you mean you get the vice out of the way so when you get to the 40th,
it's
over. I want to
be responsible. I want to be the sober guy that leaves
half
hour before
if
everybody
lose
leaves.
At Foxwoods, it's all you're going to be talking about at your 40th reunion, and that's all they're going to remember you for, the guy
I'm
who lost at Foxwoods.
Yeah, you're having your 10th Miller Ultra, and you're going, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
They're tight, like a crab.
Carla's not going to let me anywhere. I'm going to stop at a Hampton Inn. All my vices. Gone. I wish there were no consequences
what about
for anything
eating?
You do in life.
Hey, do you remember our math teacher?
I'm not even thinking about eating, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm not even thinking about it.
I bet there's going to be good food at the reunion.
No, the bottom line is you think about eating off here. This is where you eat.
That's
you know?
True. That's
this
true.
Is where there's. Oh, by the way, if you're ever in Ellsworth, Maine, mm-hmm. Morton's Moo. Oh my God.
What's Morton's Moo?
Simply the best homemade ice cream you will ever eat in your life. Thank God. You. There's the plug. There's the plug. Might take my recorder and go over to Morton's Moo. Can I speak to the cow, please?
Yeah. You know, whatever. You go back. The only thing on the tape is
Mike. It could be like Founder when you walk in, you're like, I love this ice cream. And then you see their operation, then you open 20 of them.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sure. Very mm-hmm. exciting. A yeah. business opportunity. Right. Here's the thing. Homework assignment, like we're not busy enough with yes. this 24-hour period, but please to come up with four or five questions for me to bring to my 40th year reunion.
Oh, this is classmates fun.
About me.
I know yes. I know your clothes are already. I know number five. It'll
okay,
be.
Okay, but don't. And then and we will reveal it next week on the shows. That's okay. That's what we will do.
I'll text them to you during the commercial.
Can we text them to you?
No. Write them down and like send me an email so I can print them up. Okay, I don't want to transcribe.
Easy.
Them. I want to formalize them. And
good luck,
them
Foxwoods, with this one. He's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. We'll take a break. We have to take a break. We will come back and
transcribe.
All right, copy I got another one because this is a jam-packed show.
Yes.
Jesus. Yeah, it's the smell from the couch.
Oh no.
We'll take a break.
I love that movie.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Rob Ford's friend.
And on this week's episode of the show, I try to tell the story of my wonderful vacation to Alaska, but Gary keeps interrupting me.
What an unusual happenstance.
Also, a special surprise guest chastises me for my behavior in Canada and Alaska.
Well, you needed that.
Yeah, apparently. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the great magazines of the world, Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, GQ, Maxim, Men's Health, Details, Golf Digest, Vogue, Real Simple, Cosmo, Newsweek, Time, Glamour. I'm going to tell you something. All of these great magazines can be found in the Texture app, and they are fantastic.
Yep.
And summertime, get into this great writing that exists in magazine content. And Texture has made absolutely easy the idea of getting your magazine content. It's an app and it gives you unlimited access to over 200 great magazines, and you can do it right on your smartphone or your tablet, and it simplifies magazines. There are no mags, you know, lying all over the house, and it's a better deal too. All the magazines under the sun for less than a few individual subscriptions. You can read all day. I love Texture. It's so vibrant. The app is so well laid out. It's totally searchable. They're normally $9.99 a month for Texture, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Texture, one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. Texture, offering our listeners, remember this, it's a great offer, 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS and find out how easy getting your magazine content can be. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more. This great writing that exists in magazines in America for way less. texture.com/TMOS. This is almost going to be a tease because this is actually I have to linger over this one. No, I won't. I don't. Now I'm weighing in my own paranoid brain how much crap I'm going to take about this. The fact is, last night,
you want to save this story to tell all your friends at your reunion?
No, I don't. No,
no,
I really don't.
No, he's got to tell it here.
I was just
I'm
being
sitting
silly.
On the couch and yesterday and I smell what appears to be sour milk. It's a sour, moldy, nasty, nasty smell. And we're sitting there, and I notice it because I've got an amazing sense of smell. I can tell you if Frankie, you know, is six rooms down in the hallway, if Frankie has dropped a dollop. You know, Carla is not as sensitive to it as I am. And Gammy gets off the plane and we're all sitting there and the little guy is playing and he's watching his tune before bed. And we're all kind of and we're having a little cheese and cracker plate, which sure. entered into this because when you put a cheese plate out, you're like, could that be the cheese? You know, we're going. And it's like, bam, bam, bam.
It's an origin story, Mike.
It's just I've got this canvas couch that's up here and we haven't used this house a lot, right?
So right.
And we're everybody's kind of going, is it the carpet? What's going on? Is it, you know, and Carla has these there, it's not a throw pillow. It's a throw rug or a throw thing that she puts over the couch because the couch is white canvas.
Mike,
and she
it's literally called a throw.
A throw. She's got a throw. Mm-hmm. She just laundered the throw, and I said, did you leave it in the dryer too long so it got moldy? What's going on? Like that. And so we're going back and forth, and it's really, I obsess over it like nobody's business. And I don't know what it's, and it's driving me insane. And so, we go, what is it? Is it the carpet? And I'm actually rubbing my foot on the carpet to say, could this be something Frankie did and we never paid attention to? We never noticed what's going on. And it goes, finally, the little guy goes to sleep. And the second round of drinks come out for the adults because we haven't seen Gammy. We want to find out how she's doing. And he's in bed. And the first thing I do is I just take the throw off and I lift the cushion up. And I, for the first cushion I lift up is the one I was sitting in.
Of course.
And I put my face down on the cushion.
Mike!
And I will tell you something. It is the smell of death. It's the smell of absolute death. I mean, horrible.
Why?
Like you would not believe.
And last night is the first time it's come to pass. It's the first time you've noticed
yes.
it.
Yes. And I said to Carla.
Do you always sit on the same cushion on the couch? The same place?
Well, let's just say that during my stay up here,
yes?
That has been my cushion. And I have to also say, believe it or not, even though I'm a person of larger carriage, I am not a big gas passer. So, but I bring it over to Carla, and I said, smell this. And she's like, oh my
God. You're like a bloodhound.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it was me. And, of course, Gammy and my wife now are crying. They're laughing so hard
at me. Of course,
because I'm the source. It's my ass that's been right where this is, you know. And I don't have a smelly. I'm a lot of things. I am not a smelly
person.
Don't
be defensive,
Mike. My feet don't smell.
I know.
My ass doesn't smell.
I know.
I am freshly showered.
Have you been eating like a different diet?
I haven't been passing gas.
Sour stomach.
And so that's it. I just went, but I was horrifically embarrassed.
Are you prepared to take the blame for it? It doesn't just because it's your cushion. Did you buy the couch new?
Yes, I believe we did.
All right,
yes.
Just so
Carla bought the couch. Carla bought. But let me tell you this: I believe ultimately that something has been spilled in this cushion. And I don't know what it is.
What do you eat on that cushion?
Seepage.
I've never spilled anything on this
cushion. Oh, you know what? You have a little boy. Of course something got spilled on there.
But we're pretty good about not letting him eat on the couch and all that. But I don't know. The thing is, it was not,
any remnant?
It was still not, it's not an identifiable.
Was it damp?
It was not damp. It was not damp. But let me tell you something. It was in there. It was in there.
But purely gaseous. There was no remnant of anything.
Carla puts, we put the, not gaseous. It was more like some sour food.
Yeah, but I mean, but you didn't see like a stain.
I don't think it was coming out of my ass. That's what I'm trying to say.
And you know, Mike, I'm trying to.
We believe you were trying to help you.
Trying to help you out.
Yeah.
There was no like, you know, like if you were to spill milk, say, on the couch.
It's what it smelled like to me, milk.
But as the milk dried, it would leave like a residue or a crust or at least a stiffness.
This was coming from inside the cushion.
Bad news, Mrs. O'Mara. The call is coming from inside the cushion.
It was terrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Were you able to launder it?
Well, she's going to Febreze it today and put it outside.
Well, that might not be.
That's the Rofo solution, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do? Well, isn't it like a superficial?
Well, does it unzip?
When
does it unzip?
When I get taping the shows today, this is job one. I got the family coming over here.
Can it unzip? Is it an unzippable cushion cover?
Yes, it is.
Then unzip it, and inside it, there should be laundering instructions.
You can wash it.
Just a simple like dip in warm water and let it dry.
I wouldn't do
outside.
It, though, with your timeline because it might not dry in time. And then Uncle Teddy's sitting right there.
Yeah, Cousin Teddy. Yeah.
Ted's not coming. Oh, the party. So, but all I know is Carla ran over to the couch, turned it over, and then she said, let me try this. And she goes and kind of launches herself up in the air and lands on it. And it was like,
well, yeah, then it's like a smell distribution system. Yeah, she's doing some sort of anal vape.
Horrible. But to be perfectly honest to you, ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, it's why you buy leather.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. Very good. Yeah, buy leather.
That's why, Mike, I shop at the Thornton Mellon's Big and Large Furniture Store.
You won't take that cushion back to the store and say, I'd like to exchange
it. Well, what's wonderful is this content will be devoured primarily by our listeners by the weekend and text away. Message me like there's no tomorrow. Can't wait for the threads. Looking forward to it.
I'm going
to
get on Amazon and send you a big bottle of Woolite.
Thank you very much. Look forward to it. We've got news you may not need coming up, and we'll do that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
It's all about you.
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately.
Oh.
If you want to have your message read on the Mike O'Mara Show, please send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. As always, Rob with two P's.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Amazon. Let me speak to our audience for just
please,
a second.
Please.
You selfish jerk. You know who you are. You're the guy or gal that's shopping Amazon but not accessing it through our website or our app. You are the narcissistic, greedy, self-interested, hoggish egomaniac that loves to listen to our show, pay nothing, and then shop Amazon in the most self-seeking way possible. Why not be benevolent and kind? Show a little love to your fellow man. Strut right over to your computer with your head held high and shop Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com. That one little click shows that you are a caring soul. Don't you get that? Don't they teach you that here? Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show, the one you're listening to right now. You are the milkbone.
What?
Excuse me, let me say that again. You are the milkbone for our financial puppy. So don't make him beg.
It's great.
Oh, God. Please shop Amazon. Please shop Amazon.
Please.
And please access it via TMOS. The milk bone for our financial puppy.
You know our financial puppy. It's Tater.
Oh. Use the app.
Don't piss him off.
Oh, no, that's not the one I want. All right, I can't find it. Okay. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
News.
Hey, everybody. Let's get started with Kermit the Frog, shall we?
Oh, please.
Somehow, the Kermit the Frog controversy will not die down. Yesterday, two of Jim Henson's children defended the firing of puppeteer Steve Whitmire.
Yeah.
And had some pretty interesting reasons for letting him go. Cheryl Henson said that lately, Steve had been portraying Kermit as quite a bitter, angry, depressed victim.
Oh, no!
And over the past few years, he had not been funny or fun. She also told Steve to, quote, stop with the pity party. I'm unaware of this drama. Meanwhile, Brian Henson said Steve was making outrageous demands and had a destructive energy around him. He added that Steve was unprofessional with colleagues and that these problems were simmering for years.
It's not easy being Steve.
What a dick puppeteer.
He didn't specify what demand Steve was making, but he said, quote, Steve would use, I am now Kermit, and if you want the Muppets, you better make me happy because the Muppets are Kermit. And that is really not okay. So,
wow. Oh my God.
Big drama at the Jim Henson.
Sounds like most radio stations we work at.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes, sir. We're doing podcasts now, though. Jennifer Lawrence threw up Monday night. She threw up during a performance of the Broadway show 1984 starring Olivia Wilde.
Wow.
That's the lovely lady that is on gorgeous. Broadway now that my lovely daughter was two seats down from.
I remember.
A source says, quote, midway through the show, she bolted from her seat. Several people saw her getting sick in the lobby. The ushers were very helpful and courteous in helping her out. She's not the first either. There have been several reports of people fainting were throwing up at 1984. It's apparently a pretty loud and intense show, and there's a disturbing scene involving a rat. But none of that had anything to do with Jennifer's yakking. A source says she got the stomach flu from her nephews. So
I heard she threw up on your couch cushion.
Good PR for that show, 1984.
Yeah, I want a ticket right now.
Come to Broadway. Begin to puke. An online sports book has the latest odds and prop bets for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. On August 26th, Mayweather is still the odds-on favorite to win, and the over-under on pay-per-view buys is 4.99 million, which would be a record. Brian Gubble on Real Sports, a show that I really think is absolutely incredible. He was pretty eloquent on Real Sports talking about how they've lowered the bar, and I agree with it. I've seen some of the press conferences, and they're not pretty, and they don't need to do this, and they're just both kind of attention whores, both of these guys. I'm not sure. The ultimate deal with me and this is the fight itself, and I'm going to be a man of my word, Oscar, because the fact is I felt like I got completely... hosed on the Pacquiao fight.
Yes.
And I'm not doing it for Floyd Mayweather.
Good
again.
For you.
I'm out. Right. No, because I just don't think... I agree with the odds makers that are saying, 88% chance of Mayweather winning. Defensive fight, you can't do the kicking thing or you get disqualified. It's like, come on.
What about the camaraderie, the get-together with friends, hanging out, watching the fight?
Or what if they show it at that Moo place?
If somebody had the Morton's Moo?
Yeah.
If somebody has a fight and invites me, I wouldn't hesitate, but I'm not going to buy it.
Good.
I'm not going to spend
What's the going rate? It's on $99 for HD, $89 for SD.
I don't know. I think, how about $0 for SD?
If you go over to one of your relatives' house and they have it up, and you're hanging out drinking beers, watching a fight... I mean, that's nothing better than the event itself that you can get together with your friends. That's fun, right?
Because Kathy will buy it, right?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, Kathy will buy the fight. Sure, right. No problem. According to a new report, R&B and hip-hop have become the country's new favorite genre. And yes, they lumped R&B and hip-hop together. Over the first half of 2017, R&B and hip-hop have claimed about 25.1% of the market. Rock is now second with 23%. Pop is third, 13.4%, followed by country, Latin, electronic, Christian gospel, and children's music. Bringing up the rear are jazz and classical, which both claim just 1% of the market. It's sad. Of course, this isn't based on a survey of people's interests. It's based on actual sales data.
Man.
And that does include streaming. And streaming is the main reason that R&B and hip-hop are number one. If you counted only actual music sales involving old-school stuff like cash and CDs, rock would still be number one by a pretty wide margin. Rock accounts for 42.7% of physical album sales compared to just 15.6% for R&B and hip-hop. And I think the issue here is new content.
Yeah, but I also think you've got some manufactured stats there, because if you can combine rap and hip hop, I think there's a lot of overlap between rock and pop. So I think they're kind of building a different story there. Because it's very close still.
Rock and pop that's not the same thing, right?
Well, pop simply means popular.
Yeah, but that definition. But rock is a stone by definition. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, I'm sorry, Oscar. You made perfect sense there.
Just saying.
Pop is a soda that Steve Bridges gets when he goes and has his lunch.
Pop is my father.
Thank you very much.
I'm just saying that.
No, I think there's overlap between rock and pop.
Rock stations are dying left and right across the country, right?
Yeah, but I do think that popular music does include rock, is all I'm saying. I think there's a blurry line between the two of them.
I'm not going to fight with him about this, Mike. You go on with your news.
Oh, thank you for steering the show, Oscar.
Yes.
Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome.
If you do like donuts, but you wish they were concentrated down to tiny pills of flavored sugar, then hoo boy hoo hoo, has your ship come in? Krispy Kreme and Jelly Belly just announced that they've teamed up to make donut-flavored jelly beans.
Hooray!
Thank you. The five flavors are cinnamon apple, strawberry ice, glaze, blueberry cake, and chocolate iced with sprinkles.
That's stupid.
Thank you, Rob. They are starting to roll out to stores around the country right now. I recommend sneaking them into the theater when you go to see the newest version of the Annabelle movie.
Oh, that is one haunted little puppet.
Jelly bean.
I think we're overdue for an Annabelle bit maybe tomorrow.
Yeah,
on the
I think
show.
So. I think well, America loves to be scared.
We'll get the whole review. Rob and Mike review Annabelle. A 45-year-old guy named Jonathan Myers from Nokomis, Florida, robbed a bank in Key West on Monday morning, and then he took his new cash and used it to give big tips at a restaurant down the street. The cops were trying to find the bank robber when they got a call from the restaurant owner saying it was suspicious that a guy was in there tossing around $50 tips.
Mm.
So the cops went to the restaurant and arrested Jonathan for bank robbery. Now, the good news is when he gets to the big house, he might be the one getting the tip, not giving it. Am I right, ladies? Thank you. Thank you. There we go. Thank you.
Hi-ho.
Oh, hi-ho. Yo-ho. We'll take a break and come back with the little sounds in the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week, it's a special edition of O'MaraCast. We'll have two huge announcements from Robin Joe and CMOS. Yay! We'll rant about old school technology, TV news, and the weather. And we'll hear the conclusion of Rofo's Great Gatsby story.
Our long national nightmare is over.
This week it's special because
Marcus Serta ain't here, filling in as the lovely
Jim Amato.
And I'll be joined by P1 listener Chris Pontani, an importer-exporter from Delaware. Download O'MaraCast today on the new TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Oscar, we give him enough crap, buddy. He brought some stuff to the satchel today.
I love it.
With you. This section of the Mike O'Mara Show, this segment, rather, is
this
brought
section?
By our TMOS bonus packages. Probably shouldn't have done the Amazon and the TMOS bonus back-to-back. That might be my mistake. Here goes. Do you fear... Do you fear bed bugs? They're disgusting, right? Sneaky little cooties that hide under the radar and unexpectedly attach, suck your blood, and leave you drained and miserable. Just like the average louse... Just like the average louse that listens to the daily TMOS podcast and doesn't pony up the measly few cents a day it takes to subscribe to the bonus show. The bonus show makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth. If you just take the regular show and take, you should be ashamed of yourself. How dare you? You're like a lice-ridden tick with fleas. Despicable vermin. Yuck. Remember, the future of the show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. Quit sucking, and thank you. And Mike, I will tell you...
That's my new motto for people that don't subscribe to the bonus show. Quit sucking.
Quit sucking.
How dare they?
I will tell
they?
You, this ad campaign for our bonus content, yes, and perhaps also for our Amazon...
Yeah.
I see it solidly continuing till the end of the year.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There. Quit sucking, everyone.
That's right. Let's open up the audio vault, shall we? It is Wednesday, my son's birthday, July 19, 2017. Rob, what do you have for us today?
I feel I should start with an apology that I've said before, but I really did beat the drum for a long time that Chris Christie was going to be our next president. And I feel so bad.
You got to let it go.
But I feel bad because now he can't even go to a baseball game and not get booed.
Did
you see him at the Mets game last night in a shirt and tie?
This is depressing, actually.
This is, he caught a foul ball. Actually, a nice catch. One-handed, left-handed catch. But the crowd boos, and the announcers go after him.
Oh, wow.
3-2, he's popped up. Rivera giving a look at it. And a souvenir for Chris Christie. Are you kidding me?
How about that? You just noticed him.
You're booing.
Boy, are you hot, I'll tell you. You just noticed him between innings, and what do you know? He gets a ball, left-handed catch. Get out of here.
Nice to see him get from the beach here to the ballpark.
Oh, my God.
Not having a great summer. Not having a great summer.
Awesome.
I believe the last time I checked, a 19% approval rating.
Yeah.
Jesus, wow. Yeah.
He should quit sucking.
And he got boned by Trump too. Trump didn't give him anything.
The beach thing totally messed him up. Yeah. Like that was the last straw where people were like, I can't even take my family on vacation and your ass is sitting on that beach.
On a closed beach. Right?
Island Beach State Park. That's right.
Unreal. Anyway. Unreal, that guy. Yeah.
Hey, but he did give the ball to a little kid sitting behind him.
TMOS salute to Chris Christie. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He wouldn't have given the ball away if he could have eaten it. So you see a lot of crazy things on the internet. And actually, Julia had asked me about this. She said, did you know that Harry Styles, one of the breakout guys from One Direction, he has that solo album that did very well this summer. Do you know he has four nipples? I said, I don't think he does. Julia, I don't think he does. Well, Chelsea lately asked him about it.
There's a rumor on the internet that you have four nipples. Have you heard that? Oh. You do?
Yeah.
Four?
Four.
Where can you just point out where they are?
Usual. And then just a little lower.
What was great is later in the interview, Chelsea did a callback to it. And she said, I was with a guy who had four nipples. I didn't know it was a thing. He said, oh, yeah, it's a thing. Whatever that means.
Good.
All right. You know, all of D.C. is in an uproar about Kirk Cousins. Is he going to sign? Is he not going to sign? Well, he did not sign for a multi-year contract. He's going to go year to year.
Look, this is not sports talk, and I am not in the market anymore. So I will tell you this, though. But, guys, D.C., guys, I know you want a Super Bowl again, okay? I understand, but you have to be a more objective fan base, all right? This is not the second coming.
No.
He's not the guy. Stop putting so much on this guy, okay? If you don't put... You know when Kirk Cousins is great?
When
nobody thinks he's going to do dick.
Exactly.
You know when he's going to be terrible? If he gets this anointed, this great guy. He cracked under that pressure. I think... I don't know.
Mike, I agree with you, and everything you just said is absolutely right.
Yeah, no argument.
The one issue is the dollars that are involved, by the time they're done with this entire one-off, they could have spent much less as an organization,
right?
Overall, in order to keep him for a long-term deal.
I totally agree with you that you should have gone back and done it when there was a time to do it. But there's you're not talking about an organization that can see the crystal ball.
Maybe what DC as a city and a fan base needs to do is treat him the way the Redskins president Bruce Allen treats him, and not even say his name right. He did a press conference yesterday for Kirk Cousins, but he just kept calling him Kurt.
Kurt is obviously an important part of our organization. Our goal was to sign Kurt to a long-term contract. We made Kurt an offer, but despite our repeated attempts, we have not received any offer from Kurt's agent this year.
This is probably going to be the best quarterback, Bruce Allen said, since Tony Jurgensen.
Duh.
Total duh.
That's terrible.
Total
that is
duh.
Really, I feel bad. I feel bad for the fan base. I really do.
Ryan Reynolds is a good guy. A funny guy, we knew that, but a good guy. There is a Kickstarter campaign for a kid in England who found out he went in for an eye checkup. He has inoperable cancer.
Oh my God.
The kid loves Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds, on his own, heard about this Kickstarter or crowdsourced funding thing. Called him on the phone, spent 15 minutes on FaceTime with this little kid just out of the blue. How cool is this?
Have you seen Deadpool?
Yeah.
How many times?
You're
a
little young.
No.
Loads.
Yeah, he is a little young.
Are you outside?
He's outside, isn't he?
I'm outside, yeah. You know what I'm doing right now?
No.
I'm filming Deadpool 2.
No way.
Oh my God.
You are super excited for that, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm about to walk into the set and shoot Deadpool 2.
And the thing that makes me, warms my heart about that video was not released by Ryan Reynolds. That was released by the family. Mm-hmm. He just FaceTimed a kid. Took 15 minutes on set to do it, and thumbs up to him. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a tough deal, and if you're ever... You're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, I got some extra shekels that are lying around. What do I donate to? Any of the children's hospitals, guys.
Yeah, please.
They're the greatest people in the world. I've had the absolute privilege to be in those hospitals. I've had a mom that worked in one for 47 years, and I will tell you something. There's nothing like the human beings that do that, because there's no deal that anybody gets in life that is more unfair and more tragic than when a parent has to go through that. You lived a little bit of it yourself. You got through
Happy ending for you.
And, oh, God. It's tough. That's great that he did that.
I put him right up there with another great guy, John Cena, who just is tireless in doing stuff like that, but not for self-promotion. Great people exist. We'll close with this. Seth Meyers. Mike, it's never too late. It's never too late. Even if you want, for some reason, you've advanced in age and you want your high school diploma, it's never too late.
A 97-year-old Philadelphia man who left high school early to fight in World War II received his diploma this weekend, and his parents didn't even show up.
It's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
I love that, everybody. Let's close up the Audio Vault, and that's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32, 101 Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Life's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.